Welcome to the Humanize Podcast. This is all about personalizing your health. I'm your host, filling in for Rebecca Kelly. I'm Dave Stouter. Now, I'm really excited about this topic today because I talk to a lot of people in Village Green Apothecary, and we talk about digestion, we talk about elimination. And when we talk about elimination, and I ask people if they're regular, their answers are all over the map. So we will be discussing, when it comes to bowel movements, what is considered normal, with our frequent guest, nurse practitioner Julie Davey. Now, before I introduce Julie, I want to remind you, you can go on myvillagegreen.com and for free, you can access all of these podcasts. You can watch the video, just listen to the audio, and also download transcripts. So it's a great free service, and we thank Village Green Apothecary for that. Now, Julie Davey is a nurse practitioner with over 25 years of experience. Now, she's passionate about educating others on the power of food and natural medicine to heal the body. Her clinical practice primarily focuses on GI health, where she utilizes specialty lab testing to help clients get to the root cause of their symptoms. She creates tailored protocols and empowers individuals with the necessary tools to live a healthy and vibrant life. And don't worry, we will tell you how to get in touch with Julie after this interview concludes. And Julie, welcome back. We're so glad to have you.
Thanks, Dave. I'm excited to be here. What we're going to talk about today, I think, is such a huge issue for so many people. So I'm excited just to dive into the discussion.
Well, I've noticed when I talk to people, they'll say my digestion is slow. And to me, I think of digestion as breaking down nutrients and then elimination as, you know, having bowel movements in terms of we're going to talk about the bowel. And a lot of people, I guess, out of politeness, say my digestion is slow, and that means they're not eliminating well. Now, I talk to people, they go once a week, they go every other day or so, they go three or four times a day, and everybody, I think, just accepts what they have, unless it's really bad problems. So I know everyone's individual, but how would you define, I mean, what is considered normal when it comes to bowel movements?
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start. So our digestion and elimination, our bowels are one of the primary detox organs, right? So really, really important that we work on getting to a normal state, let's say. And if we're looking at what is normal, as you said, I mean, there's a lot of bio-individuality, right? We're all a little bit different, but generally 1 to 3 regular bowel movements a day is what's considered normal. Now we're talking formed, soft, no straining, you know, things like that. So that's what we're kind of like striving for. And just if anybody's kind of interested in what this should look like, I know this is kind of a topic that some people don't want to like, oh, I don't want to look and see, but this is really important. Like this is a super important piece of your health. There's actually a chart called the Bristol Stool Chart, and you can just literally Google it. It's spelled B-R-I-S-T-O. If you just Google that, it will pull up images that will show you exactly what your bowel movements should look like. But it should ideally be 1 to 3 times a day. Because if you think about it, when we're putting food in, yes, we're breaking it down, hopefully, and absorbing nutrients, but it's got to go somewhere, right? It shouldn't stay compacted in there. So if you think about how many times we eat a day, you know, you should be eliminating, maybe not necessarily every time after you eat, but at least 1 to 3 times a day.
Well, that's good. Now, let me run something by you that I think I read once, and it sounded like it makes sense, but I'll run this by you. So like you said, they said, well, to be regular, you ought to be going 1 to 3 times a day. And they said, if you only go once a day, it's probably optimal to move about 2 feet of your bowels. So, you know, if you only go once a day, it should not be a small bowel movement.
That's correct.
And then the third thing I was told was that there's also, you might go once a day, but if what you eat on Monday comes out on Thursday, that's not good. So they suggested the corn test. Eat some corn kernels, and if you eat it on Monday, it'd be good to see it within 24 hours. That makes sense?
Absolutely. Yes. There are several different things that you can do to really test that out. Corn is one of them. And that's probably one of the best ones because it's an easy visual, right?
Right.
I mean, there are other things like you can consume beets and look for the color change, you know, things like that. But Yeah, you want to ideally, you know, what you're eating, if it is, if you are seeing that come out in the stool, you want to see that within 24 hours. You don't want to eat corn and then see it 3 days later. That's not good. So yeah, so I think that's an easy way. Like if you're questioning, is my digestion slow? And really you should know if you're not having 1 to 3 bowel movements a day. But if that's something you wanted to test out, then certainly you could do, like you said, the corn test. That's an easy way to kind of figure that out.
Now, so many of us, especially with digestive issues, you know, even like constipation, diarrhea, reflux, and bloating, a lot of times we just adapt and accept. Oh, I got some bloating and it's all right. I don't worry about it. I've got gas. Well, it's okay. What are some of the consequences if people are listening to us and they're not regular by our sort of broad definition here that you established? What are the negative consequences of just saying, oh, I go once every 3 days, Julie, I'm okay with that?
Yeah, I love that question because the thing is we do normalize things, right? And because I think what happens is we get used to something. So then we say, well, this is normal for me. And it's because you've normalized that for yourself. It doesn't mean it's actually normal and healthy, right? So if you're not eliminating every day, then you are pretty full of toxins. Because think about the fact that, you know, our bowels, like I said, are one of our primary detox organs. We've got to be getting rid of these toxins that a lot of times it's things that we are putting into our body through food. It could be things that we're putting on our body through personal care products or even just environmental toxins. We're exposed to toxins in a multitude of ways every single day. And if our digestive system is not strong and we're not eliminating properly, then these toxins are just kind of circulating and floating around in the body. And so what could that cause? That's going to cause you to have symptoms like fatigue, abdominal pain, maybe bloating, like you mentioned, gas, sometimes even nausea. Headaches is another thing that we see a lot of times with chronic constipation, and brain fog. So really, you know, there's this huge gut-brain connection. And so you can have a lot of sort of neurological signs from just from being constipated. And then the other things that you worry about too is if someone, you know, has chronic constipation and the stool's really hard and maybe they're really straining to go, then you worry about things like hemorrhoids or even fissures where you get actual tears there in the tissue. And all of that is super painful, not anything that you want to experience. So yeah, so those are probably, I would say, the most common issues with not eliminating properly.
Yeah. And I think maybe we don't want to think about this, but there's all these toxins in the environment and plastics and xenoestrogens and things we worry about. And here we might just be having quite a bit of toxins sitting in our body that are supposed to be gone. And obviously these things get reabsorbed. Now, I don't want to leave this interview without talking about some of the natural solutions, but do we have an idea of what, again, thinking about bioindividuality, but what kind of causes constipation? Why are so many people, as I encounter them, constipated to some degree?
Yeah. So let's talk about the primary, probably number one cause is our diet, right? I mean, eating the standard American diet, highly processed foods, very little nutrition, very little fiber, which is key to having regular bowel movements. I mean, what we're putting into our body is really kind of foundational and the first place you want to start. So if you're eating a diet that, again, is not full of whole foods and grains and fiber, then you probably are going to have some issues with eliminating properly. So that's one place that you can start and make some changes. In terms of fiber, you do want to make sure that you're getting enough fiber. 25 to 35 grams a day is ideal. And we ideally want to be getting that from whole foods, real foods, fruits, vegetables, legumes, things like that. Now you can add in some supplemental fiber like psyllium husk or acacia fiber is another really great type of prebiotic fiber, but that's going to help you move the bowels if you're having enough fiber. The other thing that goes hand in hand with fiber that we sometimes don't do a great job on is water. You've got to be having enough water to really kind of bulk up the stool. And you want to be kind of striving for half your body weight in ounces a day. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you're striving for 50 ounces of water a day. And that's an easy, you know, keep track of that. And you're going to feel so much better when you're hydrated. So lack of water, a highly processed diet, those would be two big ones. Other things to consider are sometimes if you have certain gut infections, you know, certain bacteria or parasites or yeast overgrowth, that can certainly slow the bowels down and cause constipation. So that's something to consider, especially if you're doing all of these foundational things and you're still struggling. That's when I would really suggest looking into some testing to see maybe if you do have a type of pathogen there that needs to be addressed. But let's talk about something that maybe people don't even think about and aren't told when they're prescribed. Certain medications can certainly cause constipation. So if you're being prescribed things like narcotics, or maybe you have some type of chronic pain, or even acute pain, you know, after a surgery, let's say you're having to take some narcotics even for a week's time. I see this all the time. That will 100% slow your bowels down, and you're going to really have to be doing things, like I mentioned, with diet and water to kind of counteract the effects of the narcotics. Other things, iron supplementation can cause constipation. Antacids, any antacids that contain calcium, like Maalox, for instance, or that contain aluminum, like Mylanta, those can slow the bowels down. Other medications that you might not know can cause some constipation are some antidepressants, especially things like amitriptyline. Those cause constipation. And then a couple of our blood pressure medicines, calcium channel blockers that we use for sometimes for blood pressure and also irregular heartbeat, things like verapamil and diltiazem. If anybody's taking those and struggling with moving their bowels, that can be a side effect of those medications. So, you know, I would say if you struggle with constipation, think about these things that I've mentioned, which are probably the top reasons, and see where you can make, you know, some modifications.
Excellent. And one thing I want to point out, and this is one thing when we give out Julie Davies' website, you want to look into. Doctors, like you say, you can test for pathogens, parasites. Doctors don't typically do this. Like when you go in and get a blood panel, you can say, oh, I got a blood panel, and the doctor said everything looked great. Well, trust me, they're not testing for that. So you might want to look into. Now, the other thing I just want to mention to everybody is that if you're on one of these medications, and maybe you've been on it for 2 years, and suddenly you have constipation problem, just remember that these are adverse effects, not side effects. So a lot of times we take a medication and in the next couple, 3 months, they don't affect us negatively. And then 6 months later, a year later. So don't discount, don't say, well, it couldn't be that medication, Julie. I've been taking it for 2 years. So look into this. We're not saying throw away your medication, but we're saying be aware that it might be part of the issue. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, chemical laxatives and even herbal laxatives can be overused, right? They are best used for immediate results when that's necessary. And so people, like you say, can hydrate, they can change their diet, they can add fiber. What do you think of people upping their magnesium a bit? Because I see a lot of people doing that to achieve regularity.
Yes. I mean, I think if you look at statistics and data, most people are deficient in magnesium. So it really doesn't hurt in most all cases to add in some magnesium. That's a great way to get the bowels moving. I like a product called Natural Calm. It's just a powdered magnesium. It's great to take at night in a small amount of water because it's very calming to the nervous system, so it can help with sleep. But yes, adding in some magnesium is a natural and generally safe way to help get the bowels moving. And you don't want to, as you said, Dave, you don't want to become dependent on laxatives. That's the last thing that you want. So if someone has to use something like that, you know, more of a natural laxative like senna, something with senna in it, which is a plant extract, would be preferable over some of your more pharmaceutical type laxatives. But again, that's temporary use, as you said.
Yeah, that's true. And what I would say, and I know that our guest, Julie Davies, would agree, is when you get these signs from your digestive system, don't ignore them. Things only get worse. And even if you're constipated, maybe your bowel rhythm doesn't get worse, but all these toxins floating around your body. And I think there's a lot of people searching with their doctors and medications for things that they really just need to take some of your advice, Julie, with the diet and the fiber and make sure that they're regular and eliminating. And so I would just say, don't ignore this. Now, Julie, I think I'm glad we talked about this topic. Not everybody likes to talk about it. You know, they don't like to think about checking out their bowel movements afterwards to see. But again, that's the Bristol, and that's very useful. Now, I want to tell everybody, we've had Julie on several times. If it's the first time you've seen her, you need to check her out on myvillagegreen.com on the Humanize podcast. But she can be reached directly at julieannwellness.com. That's Ann without an E. So that's J-U-L-I-E-A-N-N wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S.com. And you'll see a lot of information there. And you do telemedicine, Julie?
I do. My practice is completely virtual. So I work with clients really all over the world. I have clients in other countries and all over the US. So yeah, reach out to me. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I also offer 15-minute free discovery calls. If you have questions or if you want to see if it would be a good fit to work together, then we can certainly arrange that. So yeah.
Well, and this is why we do this. And we thank Village Green for sponsoring us, because besides the supplements and all this, we have good staff and we want to bring some of these leading thought leaders like Julie Davy to you for free, because I think we like to think our typical MDs are our health coaches. And I don't say this in a critical way, but they're kind of not. They're very good at disease management, symptoms and diagnoses, but I haven't met too many that have a real handle on nutrition and things like that. So to me, having a good nutritionist, a good health coach, somebody is just hand in hand. And don't let these little chronic things just fester and then you get a real problem. All right. And Julie, thanks again for being with us. We really appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you for having me.